Recording started.
Thank you. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to the GNSO Review Working Party call on the 3rd of February at 1900 UTC. On the call today, we have Jen Wolf, Chuck Gomez, David Maher. We do have apologies from Rudy Vansnick. And from ICANN staff, we have Malika Konings, Larissa Gernick, Charlotte Shamley, and myself, Michelle DeSmiter. I would like to remind you all to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you, and over to you.
Thanks very much, and thanks for Chuck and David for taking the time to participate today. I really appreciate it. I think this will be probably the last of these review working party calls to just finalize a report, get it redistributed out to everybody, and then on to the council. And David, I saw you're not on the phone, so I'll try to watch the chat very carefully to make sure we get your comments or questions incorporated. So just from a timing standpoint, where we are right now is we are in the process of completing the Excel spreadsheet that we'll put up here on the screen in just a moment, and we can talk through any final changes or comments and then talk through what we want this to look like when we present it to council. And the goal is to have this ready to present to council by February 8th, I think, is our deadline to get it to council for its February 18th meeting. And assuming it was approved then, it would go to the OEC for discussion in March and then on to the board meeting in June for any action and a final report. So any questions just about our time frame or where we are from a procedural logistics standpoint?
This is Chuck. I don't have a question, but considering it's the third, seems to me we need to end this call with something that we submit to the list for any reaction to with a deadline so that we can meet the February 8th target.
Right. And Marika, correct me if I'm wrong. Do we need to have the report by the 8th, or do we just need to say we'll be ready to present on at the next council meeting?
So this is Marika. It depends a bit on what you're looking for, because for the council to formally adopt it, we'll need to prepare as well a motion, and for that, you know, the deadline is the 8th. Right. But if adoption could also happen in Marrakesh, of course, you know, maybe the February meeting could then serve as a presentation of the findings or the recommendations of the working party, with Marrakesh then being the formal adoption by the council of those.
Okay. So Chuck, do you feel like if we're able to submit something to the list and ask for a quick turnaround time, then we could shoot for the February GNSO meeting? And if not, if there's pushback on getting approval in time, then we wait for March?
This is Chuck. Thanks for the question, Jen. My recommendation would be after this call today, depending on what progress. I think we could make good progress today. We send out what we propose, those few of us on the call, as a final report, and
with the motion,
just state if there are no objections by February 7th.
Okay.
We will go ahead and submit the report to the council.
I think
now, if somebody objects and wants more time, we can react and readjust. But if they don't, I would bottom line is the participation has almost disappeared except for the really good people like David and I and
right. Ken. No, and thank you to both of you. I know, and there's, you know, we're competing with some really, you know, hot issues right now, obviously, going on. Understandably,
yep.
People are trying have to pick and choose where they dedicate their time, and you know, we could say it's just because we're doing such a great job they feel like we're on track. So
yeah,
that would be the other way to look at it. So moving on then, let's take that approach that we can, you know, we've got a small group today, you know, let's try to dig in and feel like we've reached a point that we have something that's ready to present and it can get circulated right away with exactly as you propose. That if there's no objection, we'll submit it with a motion by February 8th. And if there is any concern or objection, we'll react to that at that time. So I think our proposed approach has been to take, you know, this work that we've been doing and really just consolidate it into, you know, what the recommendations are, what our response and recommendations are for each of these recommendations. And I think, they're pulling up the spreadsheet right now. And I don't know if you guys have it open on your computer as well. I'm looking at it on my computer. But you know, if you recall, we broke these down into, you know, a color-coded system where we had, you know, green, which was where we were suggesting that we adopt the recommendation, and orange, where we were in agreement, but we had, you know, notes that work was underway already, so maybe it doesn't need formal action as they move forward. Yellow, where we agreed with the intent, but we wanted to modify the language, and then our reds that were just a straight out do not implement. And what we've been trying to do is provide our comments and notes from the GNSO working party, so that when the OEC ultimately gets this and they take this, they have all of that information that they can take into consideration as they decide what to do with each one of these recommendations. So my question to you all today is, do you feel like this is an appropriate way to present this? Do you feel like we need to extract it and put it into, you know, a Word document or something that looks a little, maybe a little more typical of what they might see in a final report? Do you think it should be, and then the two parts, do you think it should be in order of kind of our color coding, or put it back in sequential order with, you know, a column that states, you know, we suggest adoption?
This is Chuck. So let me ask a question, first of all. Has a decision been made whether we're going to send it to the council before the OEC, or send it to them simultaneously, or send it to the OEC first? I don't recall whether we ever finalized that.
That was. So council would like to review it and approve it, essentially, before we send it to the OEC. And I know, Marika, your hand's up. Did you want to comment on that?
Not on the OEC part, more on the format of
the... Okay. So. Well, go ahead then. Go ahead, just while we're on the topic.
You know, my suggestion will be that the document is at least accompanied by a kind of introduction or executive summary that kind of, you know, what the review working party, you know, how to read the document, and maybe some of the highlights, and especially, for example, where the group is recommending not to implement, you know, to call those things out so that, you know, the council can see in a snapshot, you know, what it's actually looking at, instead of maybe having to go through all the details in the document. So
okay.
It would just be my suggestion.
Do you think it was helpful for people to see this sort of working spreadsheet as well, or should we not even bother? Should we just give them the summary?
It probably depends as well what you're going to submit to the OEI. If you're going to submit the whole spreadsheet, which I personally think is very useful because it does provide the complete picture, I think then that should also be a part of what the council would adopt, basically.
Okay. And Chuck, back to your point, did you have any concerns about that? I think that was the response from council.
Chuck. I'm fine with doing it that way. I was just I didn't know that the decision has been made, and I think that's a good idea, actually. So that's helpful. I just wanted to know that.
Okay. Well, so then let's take this approach, is that we want to complete our comments and all of the responses on each of these recommendations in our call here today, and then I can get with Sharla and we can work on an executive summary and an overview and maybe just calling out, you know, any specific issues, particularly the do not implements, and we'll work on getting that out as quickly as possible to everybody to review so that when we put it on the list, it's in its final format. Larissa?
Hi, this is Larissa. I just wanted to remind everyone about the need to prioritize the recommendations still.
Yeah, and Larissa, this is Chuck. I assumed that we would include the prioritizations. In the input I gave, I suggested in some cases some changes, sometimes about priority, sometimes about other things. So I assume we're going to go through those today, because I'm not trying to drive the train here. I just would like to know if other people agree. And since it's David and Jen and I from the working group and staff, even just feedback from all of you I think would be helpful, make me feel better about, and again, disagree if you think I missed it. So.
Sure.
Jen, this is Larissa. Again, I just wanted to add one other component. One of the process improvements from various reviews that are under consideration and discussion, and certainly something that's on OEC's radar, is being a little more clear and explicit, perhaps, about what would constitute a good outcome, and having that agreement up front. You know, what would look good 3 years from now or 2 years from now as the improvement is implemented, and how would that be measured? I just wanted to highlight that for this group, because certainly as you all go through this process, anything that can be done to suggest how to measure success will really make quite a bit of progress toward not just implementation, but the ultimate evaluation of whether these things worked or not for the next cycle.
So, Larissa, are you suggesting that that is an additional column or just incorporated into the comments?
Certainly, the format can be, you know, whatever is easiest. We could add it as a column. But perhaps once the prioritization is in place, and that would help us focus on, you know, certain recommendations over certain others based on our priorities, to give some thought as to what a successful implementation would look like. So I guess my point is more substance than how to input it, but and we would certainly be happy to support that through adding another column or whatever might make sense. But in terms of just providing some guidance on how to measure what would be a successful implementation, I know would be really useful for those that will be implementing it, for OEC, who will be overseeing it, and, you know, ultimately for reporting, so that we can measure how effective it's been.
Okay. All right. Well, let's incorporate that as we talk through this today. So, Chuck, I do have I have your comments here in front of me. I know Sharla circulated those. So, David, hopefully you have those as well. If not, let us know and we can circulate that. What we have in front of you is the spreadsheet. And if you actually have the spreadsheet, you might want to have it open so you can make it bigger as you need to. But there's actually three tabs on the spreadsheet. And the one we have up is the prioritization that we have used, based upon how everything has been ranked along the way. So you can see that, you know, it's all green right up top, because these are ranked in terms of what everybody agreed with and suggested as adopting the recommendation. And Charlotte, please correct me if I'm wrong, but the way the prioritization has worked was based upon the survey where we determined what was hard or easy or cost, so that those things that were basically easy or low cost aligned with the strategic direction, those things come up top, and then they work their way down. And if you can scroll down on the screen for just a second, just so everybody can see for context, you know, obviously the green that we agree with have been prioritized. And then below that are the orange, where we think that these are things that we agree with, but there's already activity occurring. So those obviously would come lower because that work is already being done. And then down below that are these yellows, where we agree with the intent, but we think that more work needs to be done in refining the recommendation. And then, of course, finally down at the bottom are the reds, which are the do not implements. So that's how this prioritization has been structured. I guess, you know, to start, you know, are you comfortable with that way of prioritizing? Do we want to just chunk these into, let's talk about the greens and then the orange and then the yellow today? Is that okay? Chuck, does that work for you?
That's fine for me. It's Chuck.
Okay. So what we have up top is that the GNSO record and regularly publish statistics on working group participation. This was pretty straightforward. I think that's obviously why it's up top. Prioritize it. It's easy to implement, low cost. Do we feel like any comments? And Chuck, I'll reference your, I've got yours. I think your first one up here was recommendation number 2, which is down a little bit on the list here. But anything that we think we need to state? And Larissa, in terms of what the outcome is, you know, I'm not sure there's anything more than actually doing this, right? Is there anything more that we would need? That actually these things become published?
This is Larissa. Jen, you're right. This one's easy. It's either a check mark, yes or no, I would think.
Okay.
Which one are we talking about?
So this is right up on the very top, the recommendation number 6. To publish the statistics about working group participation. I mean, that's pretty straightforward, I think.
That's fine. I just,
yeah.
so I can follow up. Okay.
Okay. So then the next one in terms of prioritization was GNSO council members, executive committee members of SGs and Cs, and members of working groups complete and maintain a current comprehensive SOI on the GNSO website where individuals represent bodies or clients. This information is to be posted. If not posted because of client confidentiality, the participant's interest or position must be disclosed. This was another one that I think is fairly straightforward. You know, perhaps an outcome is, you know, maybe a more regular review of the SOIs to ensure, you know, they're up to date or consistent. I don't think there was any big controversy over this one. Are you guys comfortable with where this is in the ranking and what we would be expecting?
If I didn't have a comment on it, I was comfortable.
Okay. Well, with that, maybe I'll move just a little bit faster. And David, please jump in, or let me see in the chat if there's one that you want to hit on. So the first one you had, Chuck, is if we actually scroll down to recommendation number 2, which was that the GNSO develop and fund more targeted programs to recruit volunteers and broaden participation in PDP working groups, given the vital role volunteers play in working groups. And you had made a note. Is that the one that you had?
Yeah, that's one I had. I thought it's hard to implement that rather than medium, but I'm open to discussion on that. I'm not going to hold out if most people think it's medium, and it's kind of subjective anyway. But I thought that was a fairly hard one to implement, and I also thought that the cost of implementing it would be high instead of medium. And then the third thing, I thought priority of medium instead of high, but that's just my own personal opinion. So I don't know if we can talk about all three of those.
Yeah, sure. So you think this one, first from a priority standpoint, do you think this should be ranked? I mean, so first of all, I think everybody agreed with this recommendation, so it stays in kind of our green category here. Within the prioritization in the green category, do you think this should be moved up? Was that was the first part of what you said? You think it's important?
Well, I said, that it's a higher priority than just medium priority. I thought this was a high priority.
Okay. I mean, I think I agree. I mean, I think it's an important issue. I think you're right to the point that it's, you know, again, it depends upon what are you going to do with this, right? Like, does it cost, if you're just going to put out more communications or webinars, that probably doesn't cost a lot. If you're going to really go out and try to recruit people, then that could cost more and be more difficult, right?
Yeah, and I guess that's where I was concerned. I think, we've done webinars, we've done outreach. If we're really going to take this one seriously, I think it will be harder and more costly.
Okay.
But, if we're just going to keep doing the same stuff we've done, I agree with you. It's not very costly and it's not very hard, but I don't think that would fulfill the recommendation or at least attempt to in a serious way.
Well, so maybe we change this, you know, to move it up on our list in terms of priority because, I mean, we've consistently heard this from everyone that, you know, we need more volunteers, that people are burned out, that it takes time to get volunteers, you know, integrated into ICANN and to understand what's going on so that they can meaningfully participate. And so maybe what we have here as a common is that we think that a better and a more detailed program should be developed. And I know the common has always been not necessarily meaning more financial travel support, but really a stronger, you know, volunteer drive. That has some metrics, you know, and to Larissa's question on what is the outcome, I mean, maybe there is, you know, a process put in place to actually create some metrics of how many more volunteers do we get because of this initiative? You know, can we get more people actively participating in working groups, you know, beyond, above and beyond maybe just attending an ICANN meeting, like actually getting people to participate, including attending the working group meetings?
And we need to, this is Chuck again, and I think we, you know, as far as metrics go, it'd be really helpful to find out from new people that participate what was most influential in helping them get on board.
Right.
and see if anything we did affected them or just they got interested, you know.
Right.
That'll help us in the long term in terms of what best things can we do that really do increase the numbers, and some things may not have any impact at all, and we can drop those, things like that.
Okay. So why don't we plan, and Charlotte, I don't know if you'll be able to do this on the spreadsheet for us after the call. I'm making some notes here as we talk. But so we're going to take this recommendation, too, and move it up higher on the list and add in a comment, you know, that there should be a more in-depth program, really set some metrics and survey people on, you know, what helps them get more engaged so that we can, and that the outcome, to Larissa's point, the outcome would be measured by, you know, those actually quantitative results and the survey.
This is Cheryl. I can add that to the chart.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
So, Chuck, I'm going to work off of your list since it's just a few of us on the call. And David, again, please jump in, and I'll watch the chat carefully here. But your next one was recommendation number 5, which is...
You want me to, when we come to them, just talk to them, or do you want to do
sure.
it?
Sure. Yeah, why don't you go ahead? Yeah, so recommendation number 5 is in the green as well. So please go ahead.
Okay, so... we really don't show a priority on this one, okay? And I don't think that's helpful to the GNS, and maybe that's the best we can do, but we show low, medium, high. I think if we can, even just the few of us on this call, agree to a priority, it's more helpful. My choice would be medium, just because of the split from low to medium, high in the results we got within the working group or the working party. So that's really the only thing, only my comment. If I'm a counselor and I see low, medium, high, okay, that doesn't help me at all. And maybe we can't be more helpful than that. And if that's the case, that's the case. But I would suggest a medium priority on this one.
Okay. Larissa, is that a new hand you have up there?
Yes, it is. Hi, this is Larissa. I think the priority column that was inserted was with the anticipation that at this call, priorities would be set after you were all settled on the green, orange, yellow, and red. So I think the initial survey of the group, you know, through SurveyMonkey to indicate priorities, is what you are seeing in the spreadsheet, but there has not been a group discussion such as Chuck, which you're taking us through right now to determine what's a higher priority than something else. So that was the intention that would still happen. It just hasn't happened yet. I hope that helps.
So just so I'm clear, because and maybe if I misunderstood, I apologize, that the way that these were ordered right now was based upon the input that we had received, right? So number 6, recommendation 6 was given the top priority in the green category. Is that correct, or did I misunderstand?
I can answer that. This is Charla. So I took each of the responses out of the SurveyMonkey, and whatever met the criteria. So, for example, the first column is ease of implementation. If that was marked as easy, then that was sort of a flag that, you know, I can push that one through. So I went through and did that with all of the categories. And then over on the far right column, you can see I gave it an initial score. So recommendation 6 met all of the easy qualifications. So it was ranked with a 6.
Okay.
And the next level down, the next recommendation met all 6 of those criteria.
Okay.
So that's how I flag these and rank them according to that criteria. Does that make sense?
Charla, this is Chuck. Are you talking about priority? You base priority on the other rankings? Or when you say you ranked it a 6, what do you mean?
Okay, so was it...
Oh, that's the initial score.
Was it a low cost? Was it... does it align with the strategic direction? Did it impact another group, or was there additional information required? and the high priority, whatever the answers were that met the easiest implementation, so easy to implement, low cost, it aligned with the strategic direction, no, it did not impact another group, was additional required information required, no, and it had a high priority, that met all of those. Number six met all of those criteria, so I ranked that it had six of those criteria met.
So we need to
get into a conflict if it wasn't easy to implement or if it had a high cost, those are going to be harder to implement. So those had a lower rank.
This is Chuck, and I think that's very helpful, and I think that we need to explain exactly how that score was calculated. Otherwise, the score is not going to be very meaningful. But one thing that I don't think works, I don't think that we can base priority that way, though.
This is Larissa, Chuck. That was precisely my point, that this was just a mechanical way to order these to make the discussion easier, but it was never intended as the ultimate priority. This was just a mechanism to organize this. For example, you could decide that just because something is easy to implement, if that's not a good enough criteria that it should be implemented. So you could turn this upside down if you wanted to and say we should, as top priority, we should tackle the really difficult things first and maybe limit it to three of those difficult things. So that's all up for discussion still. This was just a mechanism to reflect it for ease of discussion.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I got that's very good information. So I suggest that, by the way, I'm fine with the way that initial score is calculated as long as it's explained, but I don't think that score necessarily determines the priority.
No, and I think the problem with saying priority is that can be interpreted in a couple of ways, right? I mean, priority can mean what do we think you should tackle first because it's easier and less expensive, as we just said, or this is really the most pressing recommendation we have for the GNSO as a whole. So maybe we should define here what we want to prioritize, because the problem that I see is, you know, we've got, you know, 36 recommendations here, you know, and to try to prioritize each and every one of them, it's hard, right? Because I think a lot of things we've determined, these make sense, they should go forward, but then are we trying to prioritize within that category, or do we want to pick maybe our top five that we think these are the most priority recommendations that we see to benefit the GNSO? Does that make any sense to maybe try to, because if we try to prioritize each one of these, I think we're going to get, it just gets a little more confusing. I feel like at least seeing as a block, people agree with this and we think that they should go forward is an important way to present some of this information.
Thanks, Jen. Let me comment. Let's keep in mind that the priorities are just high, medium, low. They're very broad. If I'm, let's say it's, and I would assume that probably once the OEC has looked at it, and even maybe the council when they first look at it, just because you have 10 things that are prioritized high doesn't mean you're going to do all 10 of those. In deciding what to implement and when, I think, you know, probably it makes sense. If I was on the council, for example, I would want to look at all the high ones first. If there's agreement that they really are high, and that can be changed by the GNSO later. Okay, these are just the working party recommendations. I don't think we have to get too fine on the priorities. If I have a bunch of them that are prioritized high, I think I'd want to look at those first. Now, some of them may be impractical because they're very expensive and there's not budget for them. Okay, so that at least temporarily falls out until there is budget. Some of them, certainly the high ones that are easy and not too costly, are probably no-brainers. So I think what we're doing is okay and will be helpful. So some of the high ones may not be practical to implement right away, even though they're high. And mm-hmm. that's going to have to, those kind of decisions are going to have to be made looking at the total picture, budget and resources and everything, other things going on, et cetera. But I don't think we can do too much more as a working party than that. But I think it's still helpful. So that counselors or can look at it and say, okay, where do we go from here? And I shared how I would approach that if I was the counselor.
No, that makes sense. And I guess I was thinking that we were actually trying to rank them in order and try to go through and have number 1 to 36.
I think that's impossible.
I think that would be impossible. That's what I was trying to process. How do we do that? But we do have the column where we have already ranked, you know, high, you know, medium or low. So maybe what we can do here is let's go through the ones that you had noted, Chuck.
Okay.
And so if we want to change those, like we had just talked about, you know, on recommendation 2, changing that to high, so we can note that. And then anything else that we want to change while we're talking here today, we can change that. And then perhaps what we can do as a way to organize the spreadsheet is we keep the color coding in place, but then we actually sort it by whether it's high, medium, or low, so that when we send it out, they can see the color coding so they know there was agreement or there's work underway. They understand that piece, and we can explain that in the executive summary, but then it's also ranked in order by whether we saw it as a high, medium, or low priority.
Maybe and we may want to also sort within the highs by another criterion. Maybe that's where that score comes in.
Right, right.
You know,
okay.
Rank them first. Sort them first by starting with high down to low priority, and within each of those categories, then maybe sort them by the score.
Okay. All right.
There's other ways to sort it, so I'm just throwing that out. So please comment.
No. I think that works. So just to recap with this in mind, Chuck, as we go back to your recommendation 2, we're ranking that one as a priority of high on the metrics.
Let me
make sure that was right.
Now, my suggestion was that we rank it as a medium, but that's...
Oh, I'm sorry. I read that wrong. Okay, we're going to change that to medium. Okay, sorry.
If nobody objects, that's my recommendation. If somebody objects, I have no problem with that.
I don't object. Yeah. I think that works.
I thought cost was high instead of medium. For the people that aren't on the call, it'd be really helpful if in the revised spreadsheet we mark the items that were changed
mm-hmm.
so that they stand out.
That's a good idea.
Maybe doing for example, on number 2, if for cost we did a strike-through font of a medium and then had high there, maybe with some color coding too, just to make it stand out. Anything to make it easy, because obviously people haven't had a lot of time to focus on this, and
right.
the easier we can make it on them to see what was done, the more likelihood that they will respond.
No, I agree. And Charlotte, I'll get with you and we can talk through some logistics here once we get through all of this. Larissa, you were trying to jump in. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I just want to thank you, Jan. This is Larissa. I just wanted to clarify which item, which recommendation you were talking about. I think it was number 2, and it should be high priority, correct?
No, we're going to change it to medium. On the priority column, change that to medium. It was set as high.
And I suggested changing cost to high and ease to hard. And again, these are just my suggestions, and I'm not demanding that my thinking should prevail.
No, I think you're right. I think it is on that one. If it is to actually create a more meaningful program than maybe what's being done today, that is going to take some work, right? Somebody has to think about what does it take to do that and to really do outreach and to measure if it works. And the cost, you know, to do that could be higher than what's been done, and I agree. I think it's a medium priority as well, given some.
And I like you, this, Chuck, again. I like the comment you suggested when we were talking about this, that we do think that a more extensive effort on this rather than is called for here if we really want to make an impact, and than just doing what's already being done.
Absolutely.
That was a good comment to add, in my opinion.
Yes, absolutely. Because if we just keep doing the same thing, it's not going to change anything. Okay. So let's move, Chuck, down your list then on to recommendation number 5. Do you want to go ahead and just address that one now that we're
sure. My only point here is this, let's pick one, low, medium, high. Since there was a spread, from a mathematical point of view, medium makes sense, right? And I personally don't have any trouble with showing a medium priority on this. That seems okay.
I agree. I think that's right. Okay. And then the next one was number 10.
Number 10, okay.
Which is down so, in the orange, I think.
Yeah, so that one is, and when I made these suggestions, I didn't even care whether they were green, orange, yellow, whatever, okay? Because regardless of which of those categories, the data in each one of those columns still probably has some value. So in this one, and obviously if we change some of these things, we're going to have to change that score at the end. So I assume that would happen as well. So this one is that during each working group self-assessment, new members be asked how their input has been solicited and considered. That seems pretty easy to do to me. And it doesn't seem like it would cost very much to do that. So I thought ease of implementation should be easy instead of high, and unless I'm missing something, and then should and I think that the cost should be low instead of medium on this one. I have no idea why nearly half of our group chose do not implement. It seems fairly useful and easy to do, so it's too bad more people aren't on the call that could respond to that. That just didn't make sense to me at all. And I would suggest a priority of medium. And I wouldn't object to a higher priority, but that was just my opinion.
Chuck, this is Larissa.
Go ahead.
I think we might not be aligned here. If we're talking about recommendation 10, is that not that the GNSO Council developed criteria for working groups to engage a professional facilitator, moderator in certain situations?
Oh, I misstated that, didn't I? I think you're right.
That's what I was just looking at. I was a little confused there myself.
Yeah. Number 10 with the recommendation that was 5. I think we passed. I think 5 we were done with, and we moved on to 10, which is why it's in the orange category. So I hope that clarifies things for you.
Well, you're correct, but I still don't think this is very difficult to do.
Now we're talking about using a professional facilitator?
No, all we're talking about is developing criteria for when you would use a facilitator. That's not very hard to do, is it?
To develop the criteria.
And not very costly. I mean, we could probably on this call come up with some criteria pretty quickly.
Right. I'm sure that's one. People might be looking at it as actually, you know, hiring a mediator maybe then.
Yeah,
right. It's a language issue, right? So we're saying, If the only thing this is recommending is create the criteria for when that could be used, that is very easy. And you're right, a small group of people could create some criteria and send that out to the community. If you're talking about actually creating a budget and hiring people, I think that's maybe what people are thinking as they read that.
Yeah, that may answer my question about why so many said don't do it, you know. So.
Well, and I think there was some discussion that this is part of the PDP improvement working group, right, or some other work that's already being done. which is why it got flagged orange. So you think it should be ranked priority high, and maybe we just make a comment.
Well, I'm okay with medium, but I don't object to it being ranked high. The only reason I would go medium probably is it's a smaller subset of cases where you're going to involve a mediator, so it wouldn't have as broad application, but it's still useful. So again, I would go medium or high on priority. I suggested medium, but I'm not stuck on that. But I definitely think it's easy to implement and low cost.
Okay, and I know Marika, you have your hand up. I know you've been working on this as well. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, this is Marika. Just to confirm that indeed we already have a pilot program running for the last 2 years that looks at facilitated PDP face-to-face working group meetings, and for that we did establish some criteria, not specifically when to be able to use a facilitator, but for some of the other aspects. So we're in the process of developing a kind of evaluation of that experience to date, which could easily feed into this specific recommendation of developing further criteria.
Maybe what we need to do is make a note of that too. I think that maybe that would be helpful, because I think to Chuck's point, developing criteria is not that difficult. So maybe we just make a note that we agree developing criteria, but again, note that work is already being done in this regard.
Yeah, this is Chuck, and the work being done, like Marika said, it's going to help this, make it even, easier, possibly.
Right. And so why don't we just, in the interest of kind of keeping things neutral on this one, why don't we put a priority of medium? That way, in case that we have less likelihood of, if somebody really felt strongly that this just shouldn't be done, that way we haven't gone too far the other way.
Good.
Okay. So, Chuck, why don't you move on? Your next one was recommendation 13.
Okay. So 13 is that the GNSO Council evaluate and, if appropriate, pilot a technology solution such as Lumio or similar to facilitate wider participation in working group consensus-based decision-making. The only problem I have with that recommendation, it says the GNSO Council. I don't know if the council needs to do that, but that's beside the point, I guess. The priority that we show is either low or medium. Again, I think it's better to be specific. That'll also help in our sorting if we sort by priority first. I thought, medium is okay. And I explained that with some percentages there. So survey results were 40% low, 40% medium, 10% high, and 10% do not implement. But I don't know, medium probably from a mathematical point of view is okay there.
Okay, I agree. All right, so let's change that one to medium.
So going on to 19, as strategic manager rather than a policy body, the GNSO Council should continue to focus on ensuring that a working group has been properly constituted, has thoroughly fulfilled terms of its charter, and has followed due process. Well, this is, of course, just suggesting that the council continue doing what it's already supposed to
what
be doing.
Doing. Right,
yeah.
Right. I think that way is green. One way up there, yeah.
So I thought it should be color-coded orange instead of green.
That's a great point. I mean, I think everybody just kind of said, we're in agreement, that makes sense. But I think that's an excellent point, Chuck. That's already being done. And so,
yeah, now they may not be doing it as well as they should be.
Right, but that is what they are intending to do or attempting
to
do.
Yeah, right.
I think that's a good point. I think we should change that to orange. And because it was ranked a low priority, which is what I think it should be. Because that's trying to do something.
I didn't have any concern about that.
Okay. Okay, so moving on.
21?
Yep.
The council should regularly undertake or commission analysis of trends and GTLDs in order to forecast likely requirements for policy and to ensure those affected are well represented in the policy-making process. As you probably recall, this is one I had a lot of trouble with. And so I support the decision not to implement it. But I do wonder what we should put in the priority column. Currently, we show do not implement as a priority. Should we put NA in the priority column instead of low? Because if we're recommending...
I see what you're saying.
I don't know, you know.
You mean, so for all the ones that we say do not implement, it doesn't...
Yeah, if we don't implement, if we're recommending do not implement, you don't really need a priority.
Yeah.
Now,
I agree.
They may disagree with us and say that it should be implemented, in which case they would need a priority. So you can see I can argue a couple of different...
You like to argue against yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, you're right to a point. What we are saying, you know, as the community, as we reviewed these independent recommendations, is that we think these three should not be implemented, and therefore we did not rank them because we do not think they should be implemented. So, I mean, I think that stands on its face, you know, up to a point. It's, I mean, if they decide it should be implemented, then they're basically saying, okay, we hear what you've said, but we're not going to take that into consideration. And so...
And
I mean,
so
I,
in that
I
case, it would be helpful probably to have that low there. But and I suspect that that would be the case for all of them that we say do not implement, that if they disagree with us, that we would rank them as a low priority.
Right.
So I'm okay with that, okay? This was more of a question for us to discuss. And I think I'm kind of convincing myself, go ahead and leave the low there. We might put... NA/low or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, we could do that. I mean, I think whatever it is, these three need to be at the very bottom of the list. So we've clearly stated as a community, everybody's been in agreement on these three that it shouldn't be implemented, and we have, you know, rationale as to why provided.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So 23?
Yep, go ahead.
In order to support ICANN's multi-stakeholder model, all constituencies should have seats on the GNSO Council allocated equally. I think this is the same thing. So I suggest that we just do the same thing as 21.
Okay.
24, that the Council and the SGs and Cs adhere to the published process for applications for new constituencies, and that the board, ICANN board, in assessing an application and so on. I won't read the whole thing. I asked the question, should the ease of implementation be hard instead of medium? I don't know, but I throw that out, and I would respect anything any of you say on that. It might be kind of hard to do. It's another one where we need to pick a priority, and again, probably medium fits the bill.
I think you're right.
One.
Yeah, I think since we've got disparate answers, let's go in the middle on that one and say medium.
I don't know. What do you think on the on ease of implementation?
I think it's going to be hard,
I'm not opposed
too.
To medium,
yeah.
But I think it can be kind of hard.
I think it's probably somewhere between medium and hard, but I think it's going to be harder than people think. It's just such a controversial issue. Do you want to change ease of implementation to hard?
Let you guys decide on that, because I can go either way.
David, any thoughts on that? Hard, medium in terms of implementation?
Yeah, let David decide this one.
Yes, we're going to let him.
He's typing hard.
All right.
Hard it is.
Everybody
thanks,
says
David.
It's hard. And are you okay with the priority of medium? Okay. All right. So that's what we'll do on that one. Okay.
Okay. So let's see. Let me get back over to my little table there.
I know.
28, is that right? 28 next?
28's next.
So revising the operating procedures.
This is a low priority.
The sanctions is the hard part. Doing the procedures is nothing, right? Marika, you guys can do that very quickly. So, when you start talking about sanctions, that's not easy. It's hard. So, again, I would pick medium instead of, I think the procedures part's easy, the sanctions part's hard, so maybe we pick medium as a, since the group said easy, medium, you know, range from easy to medium, I would at least move, bump it up to medium.
Okay. And are you good with the low priority? I think this was, that was,
I
didn't have a lot of comments on this one.
Well, I'm okay with that because the sanctions part, you know, I think that's going to be hard, very hard.
Right.
And I think there's other things we can get done before we're going to be able to determine what sanctions. Because sanctions, not only you have to figure out what they are, but you have to figure out how you implement them,
right,
which can be kind of hard.
Right. And Marika, did you have something on that point?
I just wanted to add. Changing GNSO operating procedures is not a difficult thing, but it does require a 21-day public comment period before we can publish the changes. And just want to know that I fully agree with Chuck, because looking at that provision, it's not only indeed sanctions, but also who's going to be responsible for actually verifying that there's no compliance and then enforcing sanctions. So I think indeed it's easier said than probably done in practice.
Right. Okay. So let's change the ease of implementation to medium and keep the priority at low on that one. Okay, and then moving on to number 29.
29. So this one, that the statement of interest include the total number of years that person has held leadership positions. Again, this is just one where we show a low, medium, and I just think we ought to pick one. And based on the numbers, again, it seems like medium works okay. But, I'm not rigid on that.
I think we could keep medium. I see it, too, as if they look at these and if they do rank these. These are such easy things to do, which is why it's green, to say, okay, you need to put this on your SOI. That's not that difficult. So why don't we put that at medium?
I'm not sure it's going to make a huge difference putting that information in there, but it would give some data points. So.
Well, I think the thing that probably resonates with is the observation that there are people who kind of rotate leadership roles. Of course, some people say that's because there aren't enough other leaders, but if somebody's been consistently in a leadership role for so many years, that may be helpful for people to know. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Should I go on to 31?
Go right ahead. On to 31.
This is another one of those on priorities that I suggested picking medium rather than showing low medium. And I don't object if the rest of you think it should be low. So, but we ought to pick one.
Right. And this is one, again, where we thought it was already being done. Oh, wait, I'm looking at the wrong thing. I'm sorry. Let me check this. Yeah, this work is already being done. So what do we think? Do we want to just say medium, since that would be sort of middle of the road, it's already being done?
That's what I suggested, but I can go with the flow.
Okay. So let's do that on 31. We'll go with medium. And then.
So 32, that I can define cultural diversity, possibly by using birth language, and regularly publish this along with geographic, gender, age groups, at least for the GNSO Council, SGCs, and working groups. So this is another one. This is the NA versus a low priority, and maybe we put both. So that we've already kind of decided that one, right?
Okay. Yep.
33, that stakeholder groups and constituencies and the NOMCOM in selecting their candidates for appointments to the GNSO Council should aim to increase the geographic, gender, and cultural diversity of its participants as defined in ICANN Value Core 4. This is a color coding one again, because I think they do that to a degree already. So I think it's an orange instead of a green. As far as ease of implementation, it shows easy to hard. So there's an easy compromise on that one, a medium. But that,
yeah.
Yeah,
I guess that's the only question I have is that done everywhere? I mean, do you feel like that's happening and the stakeholder groups and the constituencies they're talking about, you know, and maybe staff, if you can help on that, do you feel like they are actually taking that into consideration, or is this something that was, you know, a newer?
Well, while staff's thinking, this is Chuck, I know we do it in the registry stakeholder group, not so much cultural diversity, because that isn't well defined, but we definitely do geographic, and I don't know that we specifically seek out gender diversity, but we do it when we can, and there's pretty good gender diversity in terms of the leadership and the council representatives, you know. But I can't speak for others.
I don't have an answer as to whether it's being done consistently, but I wanted to flag a possible outcome here could be publishing certain statistics so that this information could be more visible and transparent.
That's a pretty good idea.
That's a great idea. Absolutely. I think to some extent that's done too. You're right. But I mean, yeah. So Chuck, do you feel like this should be orange just so it gets, as these things are bucketed? Because my thinking is that, you know, if I'm on the OEC and I got a list like this, I would probably take everything that was in orange and say, okay, that's already being done, you know, and let's just measure that that is happening.
And that's probably not a great approach, because this may be an area where more needs to be done, and so we shouldn't just write it off.
Yeah.
But it is already being done to some degree. So I do think orange is the better color. But and maybe we want to make a comment, Jen, Chuck speaking again, that the fact that some efforts are already being done in this should not be taken that nothing, you know, that we just let it go on as is, but more efforts are useful here.
I think if we're going to change it to orange, then we need to put that in our comments.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, absolutely. So if we change this to orange, I think we need to comment that, you know, philosophically, or at least we think this is already being done, but want to measure it.
And more efforts quite possibly will need to be made in this area.
Right. Right. I think that's the way we do it. Yeah. Okay.
So 35?
Yep. Go right ahead.
So the special working group, this is one we showed do not implement. I doubt that we want to say do not implement on this one. But then we color, it's not color coded red, right?
Well, we color coded it yellow, meaning we agreed with the intent but wanted modification. And this is where, and I had actually drafted the first take on this based upon the conversation that we had, so that instead of being, you know, that there's a working group established, you know, that it was, you know, to the extent that it would be, that when these are, it should only be to the extent practical that the members of the working group represent, you know, diversity from a demographic, cultural, gender, and age standpoint. Because I think the big concern was, is that really practical to do that? And, you know, what if that can't be done? So, yeah, you're right. It does say on a priority, do not implement, but we have, should probably.
So I think I changed the priority to maybe a medium.
On this one?
And leave it color-coded
yellow
the way it is.
Okay.
I mean, but what others think? I'm not, you know, it's not just what I think here. So.
Well, and were you okay with the way I had the proposed rewording of it?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right. Got that one.
35.
36.
Yeah, so, oh, that's right, 36, thanks. Is that the last one? It looks like it, yeah.
Yep, I'm sure that's
Yeah.
One.
When approving the formation of a PDP working group, the GNSO Council require that its membership represent as far as reasonable geographic culture, you know, diversity, et cetera. And then the stuff, this one probably should have been two recommendations, one for the board and one for the council, but that's beside the point.
Right.
We show, this is another one where we show do not implement as a priority because more people chose that than the others. But I don't think we're really suggesting not to implement it. So I'm okay with the fact that we didn't color code it red. So again, I would suggest a medium priority on this, or even low would be okay if you guys think that would be better than medium.
Yeah, no, I think on this one, I mean, these yellow ones, I think these were the ones where we honestly had the most discussion, and there were people who didn't think it should be in that red column. You know, I think this assumption is sort of if we've put it in red that, you know, maybe those will just be off the table. You know, but these things in yellow, it tends to mean there was more, you know, more discussion and differing viewpoints.
Yeah.
So I agree we should not have do not implement in the priority. I think it's just a matter of, you know, do we think this is, you know, if they're going to look at these and ultimately attack them in order of how we've ordered them in high, medium, or low, are they? Does that mean this should be on the this should be last on the list that they're looking at?
You know, the more I think about this one, the fact that 45.5% suggested do not implement, probably a low priority makes more sense than a medium.
Right. Right.
This is Larissa. Do you feel that here too there might be some benefit as one of the outcomes to start looking at the data, making the data available so that it can be considered?
Sure.
That might be a good,
starting point.
In between starting point that's saying that it could be important. Could require action, but may not need action. So at this point, all you're suggesting is just to measure and make the data available.
Yeah, and I don't know how we deal with it, but in cases where we suggest starting to collect some data, even if it was a low priority, starting to do that might be useful in the future. So maybe we just add a comment to that effect, even though we may rank it as a low priority, we think the data collection part that you're suggesting, Larissa, would be a good idea to go ahead and start doing, if possible.
I think that's a good point. And that's where I feel like, too, the more clarity we have on our comments, the more meaningful this will be when everybody goes to look at it. So, Chuck, that was the last of your comments. What I just want to make sure I ask, you know, you and David while we're on the phone is, on the yellows, did anybody have any other comments or concerns? What we had decided in our prior calls was that we wanted to rephrase those recommendations, and so I had taken a first pass at that, and we had circulated that out to everybody. But if we want to, you know, we can certainly do that. And when I send this out to the group, I'll flag that note again to please take a look at the yellow specifically and the prioritization that we have, since those are kind of the big things that we've changed. And I think then our next step will be, you know, I will circle back with Sharla in getting this spreadsheet updated with the comments that we've just had today. And then ranking it, sorting it, I think what will be maybe easiest is if we keep the color coding in place, but sort at the top level by high, medium, or low. And that way our NAs should come down at the very bottom. So we'll probably see a mix, though, of the other colors in between, but it would be an order of high, medium, or low priority. And then the color coding will help people be able to readily know what was the outcome of the group discussion, and I can write a draft opening executive summary of how we approach this work, how to interpret it, how to look at this data, and then we can get that circulated to everybody for any final comments and, you know, with the hope that maybe we can turn this by February 8th, and if not, then, you know, we'll need that additional time.
Sounds good.
Do we want to know your age, Chuck? I'm sorry.
I put it in there, you see?
Is that, is that an official category? I don't buy it. I don't buy it at all. Young at heart, always, right?
Yeah.
My mother said the last birthday you have is when you turn 25, and from then on you're just 25. So I'd like to go with that. Okay, any other comments from anybody or Larissa, Charlotte, anything else we need to talk about today that we missed or we haven't covered? Just jump in.
Janice, Larissa,
yeah.
I think that, you know, I'm still going to kind of keep our focus on the outcomes, and perhaps this is something that can be an action for the working party or even the GMSO Council to give some thought as to how to agree on an outcome to facilitate the implementation and measurement of success
right
down the line. And it takes more than the number of people we probably have on this call.
Well, that's exactly
that conversation.
It. And, you know, possibly even maybe doing some pre-work where, and I'd be happy to work with you, where maybe we take these and maybe we create some proposed outcomes and then let people react to it. That might be a faster or easier way to get responses as opposed to kind of having everybody come at it with a blank screen and say, what do you think? So I'm happy to get with you and do that. If you want to try to do that, we could try to get that and then get this circulated quickly, or we could do that as a follow-up piece.
Well, this is Chuck. My suggestion would, I mean, if you could get it done, that would be great, but I think it's going to be pretty challenging to get it done and still get this out in time for the council before
mm-hmm.
the 8th. So I think a follow-up on that, and maybe we can even include a comment to that effect in our submission. So I think a follow-up is actually okay, and maybe with a comment.
Right.
Again, if you can get it done, I have – no objection to that.
Right. But then we're inviting comments on that piece as well, which could take long. I mean, I guess what I, and maybe Marika, you can jump in here, but for council to look at this, they just really need to see what we would propose offering to the OEC and say, yes, they agree or no, they disagree, right? I mean, that's really what we're looking at.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, I feel like the, and Larissa, correct me if I'm wrong, but then the outcome piece is really just a follow-up piece to make sure that as this moves forward, there's something to benchmark it against.
That's correct.
Okay.
And that, in order of process, I think that's the kind of conversation that would be helpful to have as the implementation plans are being developed, because then there's clarity for what we're shooting for
sure.
The implementation and how we're going to measure for achieving it or not. So
okay.
I think that that's a really good plan.
Okay. Well, then why don't we focus on, let's get our prioritization in terms of, let's get this updated. We'll work on the cover sheet and get that out as quickly as possible, so hopefully we can be on track. And then we can always, I can get with you, Larissa, and we could do some pre-work and then maybe get some potential outcomes and circulate that for feedback, you know, maybe in tandem as those two things are happening.
Sounds good.
Okay. Anything else? Okay. Well, thank you, Chuck. Thank you, David. Marika, go ahead.
Yeah, this is just a note that I can work as well on then a motion that would accompany the work of the working party. And I just looked at the list of members, someone I could reach out to see if he would be willing to make that motion once, of course, the final product is available. Would be Wolf. I know he's not on the call today, but I think he has been on some of the recent calls. And, of course, he's a council member. So that may be a way of getting it in front of the council, either for this meeting or
do we have a council liaison? I don't think we do we? Because, Jen, you were on the council when we started this thing.
We started, right.
Yes, but we probably
correct.
Don't. So that's a very good idea, Marika, but we should also be thinking about what counselor – do we have some – we have some counselors that are on our working party still, I think.
Yeah, that's correct. So Wolf Ulrich is one of those. Stephanie Perrin is another one I see in the list. We actually, with the last council, we actually had more people that were still on the council, but with the recent change, several people have come off the council. So
eventually we'll need to reach out to one or all of those to see if one of them will sponsor it and another one second it or something. I wouldn't be surprised if this is one of those, because it's pretty involved, that will get a deferment request if there is a motion put forward.
Right. So in that case, it wouldn't be bad indeed if you are able to make Monday's deadline, basically, because deferral is for one meeting, so then at least it has to be considered in Marrakesh. And if it only gets on the agenda in Marrakesh, then there's still the risk that indeed it would be pushed out for one meeting. And as a current
Yeah, that's all the more. You're absolutely right, Marika. This is Chuck. It's all the more reason to get this out before the 8th so that it's not dragged out for three more meetings.
Yes, thank you for calling that to our attention. Very important point. Okay, so we'll work on this. We'll work on getting this turned quickly. Okay. All right, well, thank you, everybody. Thank you so much for your time, for joining. I appreciate it. And Chuck, as always, thank you for your diligence and going through all of this in such detail. I hope everybody feels like we're managing a lot of information, and I feel like we have juggled it pretty well and gotten it to an organized format that we can deliver something that has meaning to both the council and ultimately to the OEC, so that it's easier to take action on it and not just this big pile of recommendations with a we agree or disagree. So thank you for all your hard work.
And let's be really clear to the working party members and the communication that goes out that they have a very short window. Now, for our own benefit, when we don't have to communicate this, but bottom line is that even if some things get through that maybe some working party members didn't have a chance to communicate, we will all have opportunities through the actions of the GNSO Council and ultimately probably in terms of what the board committee
right. Comment.
So everybody will always – there'll be more opportunities.
There's always more opportunities to comment in ICANN, right? There's
Pretty
always
much.
One more round. Okay. Well, good. Well, thank you, everybody. Thanks again. Have a great day, and I will see you all and talk to you soon.
Thanks, Jen.
Okay, thanks.
Hey, thank
Bye.
You.
Thank you. Today's meeting has been adjourned. Operator, please stop the recordings and remember to disconnect all the remaining lines. Everyone, enjoy the rest of your day.